Now, Jesus washing his disciples' feet is one of my most absolutely favourite stories about Jesus and one of the crazy things that he did. And I think this is Jesus at his most subversive. I think it's his most subversive action and teaching, which demonstrates so clearly how the way of Jesus is so different from how the world often operates. So if you have the next picture. So you've got that picture of Jesus. Now, Jesus took his disciples completely by surprise as they gathered round a table. And he stood up from his place of honour. He was the host of the meal. And he stood up, he wrapped a towel around his waist, and he knelt down and he washed their feet. He willingly became their servant. In fact, he became their slave. That's who would have done that job in the household normally. It was the slaves, because it was the most degrading and demeaning and dirty, yucky job. These feet that we washed up here, actually quite clean. Very impressed. Actually, in Jesus' day, the people were walking around in sandals without socks and traipsing around in dust and mud and poo. Yes, you heard me correctly. Walking in poo. And so the job of washing somebody's feet was not a nice job. It was actually quite a yucky job. So Jesus, the host of the party, in many ways the honoured person there, chose to do the yuckiest jobs of all. He made himself a servant for others. And I think when doing that, Jesus was teaching us something deeply, deeply profound, but also something deeply, deeply ordinary. In that action, there was something very profound and something really actually quite ordinary. So he showed them this profound truth that we needed to be washed by him to be spiritually clean. So it wasn't just about washing the outside of our bodies, but about washing our insides, washing our hearts, and making those clean as well. So when we came to Jesus, Jesus wasn't just washing the outside, he was washing our insides. And then he was demonstrating for us a new way of being. He was showing us something about how we were to be. He said to them, after he's washed his feet, he got down, he washed all their feet, and then he said to them, he said, "Do you understand what I've done for you? Do you understand what I've done for you? This is a big thing." And Jesus said to them, he said, "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and your teacher, have washed your feet, so you should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." So Jesus served us, and then he asks us to serve one another, to be willing to set aside our own self-importance, our own status in life, to get our hands dirty for the sake of others. So we thought earlier on in the service today about people who serve us, and all around the country people are saying thank you to their mums who or their carers who've made their food, wiped their bottoms, put up with their tantrums with more or less patience depending on how much sleep they've had the night before. So actually serving others can be hard, it can be difficult, but I also want to reflect on the other side of things about what it is to allow ourselves to be served. Because sometimes it can be hard to be served. It was interesting, isn't it, when we did that washing of the feet. If you were made to come up here and choose whether to have your feet washed or whether to do the washing of the feet, I'm not sure that everybody in that situation would want to be served. I think some of the people would be like, "No, I'll wash somebody else's feet, but I don't want anybody to look at my feet. Thank you very much." That's definitely how I can feel. I like to be the person who is in charge, who's strong. I like to be the person who can swoop in and help people, the one who can be relied upon to serve others. I'm pretty okay with that. But 2 years ago, I had to learn what it was to be the one who is served, who isn't strong, and who can't do everything. The Reverend Tim Good, who's a vicar locally at St. Margaret's Church, he said something really interesting. He himself is disabled, and he said, "The church is full of tabs." And I said, "What's a tab?" He said, "Temporary able-bodied people." Temporarily able-bodied people. And the recognition that actually, at certain points in our life, all of us will not be able to do certain things. We will all be disabled. whether it's when we're children and babies and we need everybody to do things, whether it's a time of illness, a time of injury, or as we grow older and have greater needs. Actually, even if we feel like we're the strong ones, sometimes it's helpful to remember that we're temporarily able-bodied and that we've been in a place where we need help, and there may be times when we need help. So I learnt this very vividly, and we're going to see a picture of how I learnt this. So 2 years ago, this was me, I had a shoulder operation, which put me in an upper body cast. This was me without the cast, and then that's me with on. An upper body cast, so I was from here to there, and my arm out stuck like this for 9.5 weeks. I went into surgery, and they said, you'll be in this for 6 weeks. I woke up from surgery, said, you'll be in this for 8 weeks. And then they couldn't get me a place in rehab, so I was in it for 9.5 weeks. And I had to learn some lessons. I had to learn that I couldn't do everything for myself. And I just wanted to share a few thoughts about what I learned during that time about what it means to be served. And I learned one thing, which was that it's hard to ask for help. It can be really hard to ask for help. We live in a society which tells us that our ultimate aim is to be self-reliant, and be independent. That's one of the things that we hold up of achievements in life, self-reliance and independence. But actually, this was the opposite of what Jesus taught. He said we were to serve one another, that we do need each other. He patterned out a different way of being, which said that actually, and it's not always you're strong people, so you're going to help people. You're weak people, so you don't need help. You need to be helped. It was actually one another, that actually all of us need each other, and that's the pattern. That's the way of being. And so we should all be allowed to ask for help without feeling like it's a failure or something wrong. We need to turn that on its head and say, do you know what? Sometimes I'm the person who can help, but sometimes I'm the person who needs help. But asking for help can be hard. I also learned what it was to feel really vulnerable. When you're in a position when you can't do, it feels quite scary. Now, I had a lot of things that needed to be done for me, and one of them was washing my hair, which was quite a tricky task because I couldn't get the cast wet, so it was like involving leaning over the bath and my lovely husband helping me do that. And Chris was marvellous at helping me do that, but I remember feeling in that position, I recognised that I had no power or control over the temperature of the water, over the speed at which, over the pressure, any of those things. And whilst I absolutely trusted him, I really recognised that I needed extra patience and extra time to make sure everything was just right because of that feeling of vulnerability. I read in a newspaper, I don't know if anybody else read this a couple of weeks ago, it was on the BBC News, about a lady in a wheelchair who was absolutely distraught when somebody, I guess trying to be helpful, decided to manoeuvre her somewhere. But it was without her permission, and she said it felt absolutely atrocious because she had no control in that situation. She could ask him to stop, but she couldn't make him stop. So sometimes we need to find out and take care and ask for those who are in need or when we ourselves are in need. And the last thing was that I wanted to do as much as I was able to. There was a lot of things I needed help with. My lovely church at the time made me meals for several weeks for my whole family because I couldn't do the cooking. But if there was something that I could do, you could be sure I wanted to do it. So again, that sense of when people are at a place where they need help, they don't necessarily need help with everything. So care perhaps needs to be taken over what people can and can't do, and those questions need to be asked. So those were some of my reflections about learning what it was to be willing to be served, to be able to be served, and to accept it graciously and with thanksgiving, but without feeling bad about it. And I think as we think today about serving one another, we need to think both on that side of what is it that I can do for someone else? What can I offer? Can I open my eyes and see the needs of those around me? But also to recognise that perhaps now or perhaps in the future, I might need some help. Am I going to be willing to ask for help, to receive the help, so that actually we are genuinely serving one another in that? And that's our challenge today, this idea of serving one another.